Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
I quite like the number of apps that are already available.
Tech Guide.
The iPad 2 still beats just about everything on the market. The new iPad has just kicked away even further.
Tech Guide.
I quite enjoyed using it. Great design. The operating system worked hand in hand with the hardware as well.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is obviously a hot selling device.
Tech Guide.
You know, we want them to be light. We want them to be portable. And this one's very fast with i7 and i5 processors.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 of the Tech Guide Podcast, our weekly chat about the latest consumer tech news and reviews. It's great to have your company. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. My name is Stephen Fenwick, editor of techguide.com.au. And on this week's program, we'll open up with the tech April Fool's Day pranks that caught out a few people. We'll also look at the new Facebook ads that may soon be appearing in your news feed, and also check out the app that can very well save a few lives on the road. In the Tech Guide reviews, we'll check out the new Denon wireless headphones. We'll also look at Topfield's in-car iPad entertainment solution and the case that can carry your gadgets and charge them at the same time. And we'll finish it all off with your questions on the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all proudly brought to you by our sponsors, Netgear, Australia's number one brand of Wi-Fi products. Lot to get through, so let's kick it off. Well, I'm recording this on the evening of April 1st, April Fool's Day. It's probably April Fool's Day right now in other countries around the world, Northern Hemisphere, America, Europe. So there's going to be a lot of stories that you're going to be reading online that you may believe to be true, but in fact, they are elaborate April Fool's Day pranks. Now, not a lot of them are immediately evident. Some of them are actually quite believable, some of the stories that have been told. Others are downright ridiculous. And on Tech Guide, we actually took the liberty of running an April Fool's Day joke. It's been quite a popular story, I got to say, on Tech Guide. It's about a company called Sonic. That's S-O-N-I-Q. That's the budget brand that is found in JB Hi-Fi stores. And the Sonic story was the fact that they were releasing a new remote control that can only be operated by men. The technology on board detected male pheromones and thereby enabled the product to be operational. In the hands of a female, it would be just a brick. Now, it is a pretty clever prank, because we all know as men, and I can just testify to this, that we love having control of the remote control. That's pretty common knowledge, and I think this story really played on that. And I had a lot of great reactions from readers who read it all the way to the bottom, and even read quotes from Raphael Plou, the professor from the University of Technology. And Raphael Plou, for those very canny readers, is an anagram for April Fool. Those that picked it up also commented on the story, saying that, I didn't realize what date it was. And in fact, at the bottom of the story on Tech Guide, click on the link and you'll get a nice little surprise. But that was just one of many April Fool's Day pranks that were circulating today. Another pretty good one was from Kogan, Ruslan Kogan. His company, Kogan, obviously an online retailer, sent out a press release saying they were opening the very first bricks and mortar store in Melbourne, in Chadstone, to be precise. There were even quotes from Kogan and the excitement of finally getting a bricks and mortar store. There was even an address listed on the Kogan story. The address happened to be the Harvey Norman store address. So a bit of a cheeky one there from Mr. Kogan. Another clever one came from a pretty big company, YouTube. YouTube announced that it is now 8 years old, and they've finally revealed that YouTube was actually going to be closed down, because they said that in 8 years of YouTube, it's been one long competition and they're about to choose a winner. Of all the videos that have been submitted, they're going to choose a winning video on YouTube, which was pretty smart as well. Another one came from Huawei, the company that actually sponsors the Canberra Raiders football team. And one of their star players, Sandor Earl, who they said that he was to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of their involvement with the Canberra Raiders, he was going to get the Huawei logo tattooed on his leg. In fact, there were supporting images, very cleverly doctored images, I have to say, of the player actually getting the tattoo applied. They look quite real. And at the end of it, there was a photo of him with his arm around the tattoo artist and the Huawei logo quite visible on his thigh. So did you get caught up in any of those pranks, listeners? I hope not. I hope you took them with a good sense of humour. There will be more to come as the time zone then moves across the world, so there may be some more on our April 2nd. So keep an eye out for that. There's a few on major sites, apart from Tech Guide, of course, TechCrunch, a number of other sites, Gizmodo. There's many of them running these stories. And hopefully you will take them in the same sense of humor that they were created with. So hope you weren't an April Fool.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, we all know the popularity of Facebook. There are more than a billion people who use Facebook around the world, many of them here in Australia. I think around 50% of the population, would you believe, is active Facebook users. That's about 11.5 to 12 million people here in Australia. Now, Facebook late last week announced the fact that they are kicking off a trial to run ads in your news feed. Now, this is before we hit the panic button, we should remember that Facebook actually last year introduced a system called Facebook Exchange. Now, what this is, it makes it possible for advertisers to more specifically target their ads to the right user. At the moment, we see these ads on the right-hand side of our Facebook feed. Pretty innocuous ads on the right. Doesn't really intrude on the experience. But Facebook are now trialing a new type of ad, one that will feature in the actual news feed. Now, there is a picture on Tech Guide if you want to check out the story of an example of what that ad would look like in your news feed. And it actually looks like a status update from one of you, as it would look from if it was posted by one of your friends. So it's got the little icon there, the avatar, as well, and the name and a little status, and then possibly even a link underneath. There is an example on, as I said, on the Tech Guide on our story about this. So it's not meant to look intrusive. It's meant to look like every other news update on your feed. Facebook have described the news feed on Facebook as the most engaging place on the web. So a lot of people direct their attention to the news feed, not quite so much to the right-hand side where there have been a number of ads for some time now. But the news feed is where it's at. And I think Facebook's intention is now that they're a listed company, they owe it to their stockholders, their shareholders, to turn a profit, to stay profitable. And one way of doing that is with advertising. Now, we all know that any slight change to Facebook often results in many people complaining on Facebook, ironically, about the changes that they don't like. But I think this is intended to be introduced gradually. It's not going to be something that's really going to stand out from your newsfeed and take over your newsfeed. It's going to be quite subtle and also tailored to your browsing habits and your interests. So the chances are likely that that ad that you might not even notice to be an ad in the first place is something you're going to be interested in anyway. Facebook, let's face it, it's a business. It's not a charity. They need to make some money. A way of doing that is to give that granularity, that ability to drill down and target the exact advertisers that the companies are looking for. So keep an eye out for that on your Facebook feed. It's already started as a trial. So it'll be coming soon, possibly to your feed as well. And you know what? The chances are you may not even notice. Now, a very important app I wrote about on Saturday is one called Speed Notify. And it pretty much lives up to its name. It is an app that is installed on a parent's smartphone and also on the smartphone of their teenager or child who has maybe just got their license, and it allows the parent to keep an eye, to almost sit virtually in the back seat and keep an eye on their child, obviously aimed at P-platers who have got two things against them: their inexperience and their youth. They're not that old, so and so not much experience on the road, young and wanting possibly to drive a little bit fast and sort of enjoy the thrill of driving. So these two, a lethal combination, have often resulted in, unfortunately, a few deaths on the road. Now, Speed Notify is an app that is designed to try to put an end to this, because at the moment, if a parent, a child is given, say their teenage child's just got their license, they want to go for a drive, there's no way of that parent knowing exactly how fast their child is driving, where their child is driving, and what they're up to. So Speed Notify changes all that. What it does, it can notify the parent either with an email or an in-app notification where and when their child exceeds the speed limit. And the child, obviously knowing this because it's installed on their smartphone, will their actions and their whereabouts will be relayed directly to their parent or parents, who can monitor what they're doing behind the wheel. Now, this is the app is available now. It's $5.49. Actually, the creator of the app commented on my story on Tech Guide and said that the whole basis of this is to save lives. We want P-platers to stick to the speed limit, to maintain that sense when they're driving, not to take unnecessary risks. And the thing that this app allows is that it provides some accountability now to the driver. So if you lend your teenage child your car, you'll know exactly where they are, you'll know exactly how fast they're going. That in if that was me and my children are almost at driving age, it would be a condition of them borrowing my car for me to be able to know exactly where they are and to see exactly how fast they're going. And what that does, as I said, it creates that accountability, hopefully to reduce those incidents where the speed limit is exceeded. And as I said, that inexperience, that excess speed, deadly combination, that's not the phone call a parent wants to receive late at night. So Speed Notify, great new app, $5.49, I think worth every cent. If you're a worried parent who wants to maintain some control over their child in terms of their driving safety, it even works, I should add, when your child is a passenger in a car. So if their friend comes and picks them up in their parent's car, you can still track if the child has that still installed on their smartphone, you can track them even as a passenger. You'll also receive a notification if your child tries to log out of the app as well, so you can know exactly when they've decided to log off, and give you a little bit more control, a little bit more bit more satisfaction and sanity that you're not too worried about where they are and how fast they're driving. Notify app, there is a full story on Tech Guide, and as I said, it's $5.49.
You're listening to Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi gear. Are there any Wi-Fi black spots in your home? Well, now you can enjoy improved Wi-Fi coverage on your Wi-Fi devices, such as tablets and smartphones, throughout your entire home with Netgear's new dual-band Wi-Fi range extender. The WN3500RP will boost dual-band Wi-Fi to the backyard or upstairs bedroom and wirelessly stream music to your connected audio system with AirPlay on an iPhone or an iPad or any Android devices using the Netgear Genie app and DLNA. Netgear, Australia's number one brand for home Wi-Fi products. You can find out more on how to boost your Wi-Fi at netgear.com.au/boost-my-Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick.
Our first review this week is from a well-known audio company called Denon. Denon, creators of a lot of great AV gear, audio video gear, some pretty cool products they've produced. But now they've gone into the headphone and earphone business. And one of them that we ran our eye over this week is the Denon Exercise Freak. So pretty catchy name. And what it is wireless Bluetooth in-ear headphones. So they kind of look like a pair of hearing aids that are connected by a single cord. Now, what the beauty of this is the fact that the device themselves, the plastic in ear pieces, which are hidden behind your ears. So they don't look, they might look like ear hearing aids, but they're not too prominent because they sit behind your ears. They're made of durable plastic. They're also sweatproof because being exercise freak with a name like that, you know that you're going to want to train with these and they can handle the sweat. In many cases, the other traditional in-ear headphones, quite sensitive, quite delicate products, not all of them can handle that sweat, that excess moisture that we produce when we're training. So not all of them are sweatproof, but no such worry with the Denon Exercise Freak. Product code is AHW150. Now, these are Bluetooth headphones, so they can be paired with your smartphone or compatible MP3 player. They can, they've got a range of up to 10 meters, can be used in the gym when you're running. They're very handy. And to taking the cable out of the equation saves you the hassle of accidentally knocking a cable, pulling an ear for ripping an earphone out of one of your ears. So it provides that convenience. Now, how do they sound? The sound quality is actually surprisingly good. Pretty good range across all levels. Good bass, not too much overpowering bass. There's a lot of earphones and headphone companies I notice really try to pump up the bass to sort of compensate for the pretty slack middle and high end, and ends up drowning the music and sounding like an awful mess. Not so with the Denons. Pretty good across the board. Nice level of bass that doesn't drown everything out. Everything else sounds pretty cool. The headphones themselves, a bit of a tricky fit I found at first. They've got to go over the ear. There's a little extendable arm and a swivel head where the silicon tip of the actual earphone is. We took a little bit of experimentation to get the swivel arm angle and length of that right. But once we did, they were pretty comfortable. So if you like to get around in the gym, Denon actually included an interesting study, which I've included in my story. They found that music improves your performance by up to 20%. So when you're training, you need that little bit of an edge, that little bit of motivation. Hearing your music wirelessly could be just the thing you need. The Denon Exercise Freak are available in three colors, black, blue, and yellow, and are priced at $179. Now, I have written a full review on Tech Guide. You can head over there, and if you want to hit the road and still have your music with you, you certainly can with the Denon Exercise Freak.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, how often have we wanted to hit the road as a family and you got young ones in the back? You may have a 5, 6, 7 hour drive, and trying to keep the kids entertained in the back seat can be a pretty hard thing to do. There's your portable gaming systems, there's tablets and smartphones, and they all add up to keeping them from asking you every 5 minutes, are we there yet? Topfield, a company we normally associate with digital set-top boxes and PVRs, personal video recorders, have actually introduced a new product line. It's an in-car iPad case/mount. Now, it is a case, first of all, only compatible with the iPad 2 or 3, so with the 30-pin dock connector. So reason for that is the fact that it's got a power connection inside the case. So you connect to the case, you insert the iPad into the case, the 30-pin connector links into place there, clicks into place, and that allows you then to power the device while you're on the go. Now, it also comes with a headrest mount, so you can clip the headrest into this mount, which then screws very securely into the back of the headrest. So your child in the back seat can have a perfect view of their iPad. There's also a pair of infrared wireless headphones so that you can, the child or whoever's in the back seat can be listening to what's on the iPad without necessarily disturbing the driver or the other passengers in the car. So it doesn't distract the driver. The driver could, in fact, be listening to the radio in the front seat, and the children in the back could be listening to their own content or watching a movie. It allows you also to pair extra wireless headphones to the iPad. That's at extra cost. But the Topfield, the TF123A, priced at $189, and for that price you get not only the case and the headrest mount, you also get the wireless headphones. Extra headphones are available at an added cost. But if you hit the road pretty often, or you've got a big trip coming up, It's a small price to pay to keep the passengers in the back seat entertained. And with a product that many of them have, the iPad, as I mentioned, only the iPad 2 and 3 compatible, not compatible with the fourth gen iPad, the current iPad, because it doesn't have the smaller lightning dock connector, has that bigger 30-pin dock connector. You want to read a full review? Head over to techguide.com.au. Now, I don't know about you, but I carry a lot of gadgets around. I carry my laptop. I carry my camera. I carry sometimes a portable gaming device. I also carry a smartphone and other devices, recorders, other things. And it's great to have a bag to carry them around safely and comfortably. But what do you do if you need power, if you need to power these products? The good news is a company has actually combined those two needs, the ability to carry around your gadgets and also to power them on the go. Company called Timbuktu has released a bag called the Power Commute. So it looks like a regular messenger bag. It's got its pockets for all your devices, compartment to keep your laptop, padded compartment for your laptop so it keeps it safe, made out of pretty strong ballistic nylon. It's also got an internal organizer and all the bells and whistles and pockets and organizers and all those things, elasticized pocket for side pocket for your water bottle. So it looks and feels just like a regular shoulder bag, but with one difference. It's got a power supply on board. The power supply is called the Joey, and I think it might be called the Joey because it fits into a pouch inside the bag. Oh, that's my theory anyway. But it was designed by a former NASA engineer, and this is a power source that, once it's fully charged, can then power a smartphone, a tablet, a camera, any other USB powered device while you're on the go. Now, how many times have you used your smartphone, your tablet about to run out of juice and you need to find a PowerPoint? Well, not so if you've got the Timbuktu Power Commute. You simply plug in the cable either in the bag. You can even snake the cable outside of the bag in case you might be needing it to power your smartphone while you're still using it. There's enough power to give a regular smartphone to be recharged twice. So that's pretty good to know that you got that in your bag, that extra power on board. It's also got what they call pass-through function. So even though the Joey, the internal battery of this charger is being charged, you can still connect other devices to it and charge them as well. That's that pass-through functionality. Now, Timbuktu Power Commute, it's available in early April, which is now, priced at $299.95. And you can head over to techguide.com.au to check out the pictures and read my full report.
Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Our first Tech Guide Help Desk question is about in-car Wi-Fi hotspots. Now, I had an interesting email from a person who runs a limo company and wanting to provide his passengers with Wi-Fi while they're being driven. Now, my response to my reader from the Tech Guide forums on the Tech Guide on techguide.com.au is the fact that there are actually no specific in-car Wi-Fi hotspots. Any Wi-Fi hotspot will work in this situation. As long as there's reception, you can insert a SIM card into this little device, and whether it's 3G or 4G, and some of them allow up to eight, I think, usually five, up to eight products in some cases to connect directly to that Wi-Fi hotspot and thereby to the internet via the cellular network. So if you've got a whole car full of people, you've got four or five people in the car, they can all connect simultaneously to that Wi-Fi hotspot within the car and get them on the internet. So no real in-car version of these Wi-Fi hotspots. Any Wi-Fi hotspot, as long as it's located centrally within the car and got good reception to the cellular network, even when you're driving, it'll still connect, especially 4G. So that is an easy solution there. Just any off-the-shelf Wi-Fi hotspot will do the trick. Now, I have a second Tech Guide question this week, and it's to do with a product that I reviewed last week, the Jawbone Up. Now, for those of you who missed last week's podcast, I'm hoping there aren't too many of you, but a quick recap on what the Jawbone Up actually is. This is a bracelet, like a bendable computer, that fits on your wrist and takes all your readings in terms of movement. So it knows how many steps you've taken, how much movement, how many calories you've burned. It's even a sleep monitor, so you can actually put it into sleep mode. It will tell you how fast you went to sleep, how much deep sleep, light sleep you've had. You can even set it with a vibrating alarm so it can wake you up out of a light sleep rather than pulling you out of a deep sleep, which may leave you groggy. Pulling you out of a light sleep sort of makes you wake up a bit more refreshed. So, and on top of that, it comes also with an app that allows you to monitor what food you've eaten. You can set what mood you're in and share all this, of course, on social media. This is out in the market in about 2.5 to 3 weeks. Now, one of the questions I had pertaining to the Jawbone Up, a reader said they're very interested in purchasing the new Jawbone Up, and they asked, is it compatible with Android as well as iPhone? Well, the answer to that is yes. It is compatible, obviously, with iPhone. A lot of developers do develop for iPhone first. I think the ease of developing and the known parameters there are there. So you know exactly what you need to do to develop for iPhone, hence the reason why a lot of companies decide to go iPhone first when they're developing. Now that obviously is the case here with the Jawbone Up app, a very well designed app, I have to say. It looks really good, very easy to navigate, and it is compatible with iPhones running iOS 5.1 and up. So answers that question if you can use it with iPhone, but also with Android. Now, any Android device running Android version 4.0 and above, which covers Android smartphones from within the last year and a half, and every Android device to come. All the latest crop of smartphones out there, the Sony Xperia Z, the LG Optimus G, the HTC One, and the upcoming Samsung Galaxy S4. It will no doubt be compatible with the next iPhone, whether it's called the iPhone 5S or the iPhone 6. Not compatible, not yet available for BlackBerry, not yet available for Windows phones, and may not be. The market share of those two product, those two operating systems, the BlackBerry and the Windows, in the single digit percentage. So at the moment, Android and iPhone, obviously in the 40-something percentage of users worldwide, are the biggest audience for the app market, and hence the reason why Jawbone Up has decided to make their app compatible on Android as well as the iPhone. Now, the Jawbone Up is going to be priced at $149.99. It's going to be available from Apple stores, among other major retailers, and it is... The way that the bracelet actually connects to the smartphone, it's actually got a 3.5mm headphone jack on the bracelet. It's covered by a small cap on the end of the bracelet. You simply pop off the cap, insert that headphone jack into the headphone port on your smartphone, and it makes a connection, syncs all your latest information from your sleep and all your movements, and that's how it syncs. So it is compatible with iPhone 5.1 and above, and also with Android 4.0 and above. You're listening to Tech Guide. Well, that's our show for another week. If you want to read more about everything you've heard on this episode, you can head over to our website, techguide.com.au. Feel free to share our stories. Every story on the Tech Guide website has a like button, so you can share it on Facebook, you can share it on Twitter, you can even share it on Google+, top and bottom of the story. So if you are liking our stuff, feel free to share it on your social networks. And if you do see our tweets on Twitter, you can follow us at techguide.au. You can also follow me at Stephen Fenech, and that's Stephen spelt with a PH and FENECH for Fenech. Love to have you as a follower. I'll follow you right back. We can keep in touch on Twitter. Feel free to get in touch also through the website, through at info@techguide.com.au. You can also send us your help desk questions to our Tech Guide forum, very popular place where our readers can send in their questions and not only have them answered by myself, but my loyal number of readers who are constantly on the forum, really doing a great job answering those questions for anyone who decides to leave a question, maybe want an opinion, they may have, be having a problem with their product, a great place to come to get your question answered and possibly have it read out here on the Tech Guide podcast. Thanks too to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. Well, that's all we have time for Tech Guide episode 40. Thanks for listening. We look forward to your company next week. So in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.